WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Severe wind and torrential downpours in the Pacific Northwest. The phenomenon known as a bomb cyclone has left 350,000 homes and businesses without power. Here's ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z.
At least two people were killed in Washington State. Separate incidences where trees fell onto them or the home they were in. And unfortunately, that came from winds of 60 to 98 miles per hour. Northern California also with the big winds. And now it's all about the fire hose of that rain. The winds will still be 30 to 60. There are still some wind advisories out there, but it's about this atmospheric river pouring from Mendocino to Eureka, but all the way down into the northern Bay Area.
In the Northeast, where many states have seen drought-like conditions, they've finally gotten rain. That could help with the wildfires. Some parts could see snow this weekend. President-elect Trump is not reconsidering his choice for attorney general. The House Ethics Committee deciding not to release its report into Matt Gaetz's sexual misconduct. All the Republicans voting to keep it secret. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. More snow today, so now's the time to get your furnace checked out, make sure all of last year's winter gear still fits, put snow tires on if you use them. Now, today's snow is kind of no big whoop for us here. We're only going to get an inch or less in the Madison area, but of course, it's just the beginning. Meanwhile, one of the biggest tasks for the state's new legislature is to write the next biennial budget. And they've got a lot to work with. Wisconsin currently has a $4.6 billion budget surplus. Republicans have said they want to give a lot of that back to taxpayers, while Democrats want to see it spent on things like properly funding the state schools. One place they might be able to meet in the middle is property tax relief. But experts say making childcare more affordable would make a huge impact for families. Dale Knapp, director of research for Forward Analytics, says child care is one of the unique sectors that could really use more government intervention.
The challenge with child care is you think about who that market is. The market is young families who are just beginning on their career, who don't have a lot of money, and yet it costs a lot. For two kids, it can be up to 30-35% of income. The child care workers, it's not like they're making a lot of money. They're some of the lowest paid workers that we have. So private market in and of itself can't solve this. A lot of times we want the market to solve this, but I think this is one case where the public sector has to come in.
He says lightening that child care burden would impact everybody, whether they have kids or not. If parents of young kids have more cash on hand, they have more to contribute to the economy, whether that's spending at a small business, donating money to good causes, or being able to buy a home if they've only been able to rent. The new legislature will be sworn in January 6th with a Republican majority, but no longer a supermajority. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
A big win for Badgers volleyball. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's volleyball team, ranked 6th in the nation, beat their rivals, number 16th ranked Minnesota, last night in Madison. It took five sets, losing the second and third, but coming back to win the final two. They're on the road Saturday night against Nebraska. NBA, the Bucks with a 122-106 win over the Chicago Bulls. The Bucks almost let it slip away in the third quarter. Doc Rivers.
You can't give teams hope. And they have a history. The Bulls this season all year, they keep coming back. And then I thought the fourth quarter was another defensive masterpiece, you know, and we got to keep doing that.
NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday. Rookie defensive back Javon Bullard on facing players like tight end George Kittle or running back Christian McCaffrey.
You look at those guys, and before you got to the league, it's like, damn, you get to the league, man, all that go out the window. I ain't going to lie to you, but as a competitor, you looking forward to those matchups, man. You looking forward to playing against those guys and competing with those guys for sure.
That's the Packers' Javon Bullard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Snow this morning will change to rain as we get closer to this afternoon, but we may end up with an inch by the time that changeover happens. It's also going to be windy today with northwesterly gusts from 40 to 45 likely. Our high this afternoon, 41. Tonight, 37. Tomorrow, cloudy. Less windy with a high of 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly, obvious, he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we make our popcorn pick of the week with Yao Asare from Gold Coast Candy. Then Nick Wallen from Comedy City and DePere drops by for a serious discussion about comedy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller.
You say what you want to say.
When you walked up to the mic, you had two questions. One was the war.
I said both of my questions are about war. One of them was definitely the war in Ukraine and Russia. My second question was about the war on women by mentally ill men pretending to be women. And my specific question was the new chick with in Congress, what are we going to do to keep him from coming in our bathrooms? Because we're done with it. Absolutely done with it.
That would be a sitting United States Congresswoman saying chick with a okay on Steve Bannon's lovely more podcast room. Okay, all right, so Republicans already hard at work on you know, the most important issue to America, and that is whether one single person can use a certain bathroom at the Capitol where they work. You know what I realized? This is a they need to redo the help, but for trans people, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
This is you have a perfect. This is basically what Mike Johnson said. You have a perfectly good bathroom, private bathroom. You can't use the bathroom that other that real people use.
I mean, is this partisan or is this not the meanest thing ever?
It's petty.
This is not the meanest.
It's very
most
petty.
Bully. Nancy Mace is a speaking of a chick with a. She actually is a chick who is a.
Didn't they have to make special restroom accommodations for her when she went to the Citadel?
Yeah. Probably.
Because she was like one of the first
she
women.
She was the first woman
she was
to graduate,
the first woman
oh my
to graduate
God.
From the Citadel. So they had to make special bathroom accommodations for her.
And I'm sorry, by the way, of course I have sympathy for anyone that's been sexually assaulted, but she plays the rape card every time.
Yeah.
She did it yesterday. I was raped. I'm a victim. You just voted for a rapist for president, and also you're getting ready to for attorney general, and apparently also secretary of defense. So shut the up. Really? You feel scared because you're a victim, really, of Sarah McBride?
And all the when there's all these bathroom laws that are starting to get passed where you have to be the gender that you were assigned.
Right.
How many trans men will be walking into ladies' rooms?
Yeah.
It's once again... something that's not a problem.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The Republicans are. This is the first thing. This is exactly what we knew they were going to do. They're not going to do anything about your prices or housing or anything else. Yes, Christopher.
Also, I don't go into ladies' rooms all that often.
No.
But aren't
you're
they
certainly welcome?
Aren't they? Aren't they like? Don't they consist of all stalls?
It's all stalls.
Yes. Nobody sees anybody.
So who's looking at someone else's genitals in a ladies' room?
Nobody is.
I'm telling you, they have to, whoever did the help, they have to redo it for trans people. Because it's literally like,
And Mike Johnson's like, oh, I'm not concerned. And then he flip-flops in record time.
Why is Nancy Mace looking over the top of a stall at someone else's genitals?
It's just, they're just bullies. It's just mean. Who thinks that isn't mean? So that one person who's new in Congress, you know, if she's running from a vote or whatever, she doesn't have a convenient bathroom. She has to go back to wherever her private office is. I mean, you have a perfectly good bathroom in there, or, you could use the other ones. It's like...
I'm just saying Nancy Mace seems to be the pervert here.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Can
Same
I tell
with
you? Wow. Segregation makes Republicans super hot.
Marjorie Taylor Greene's the pervert here,
she
too.
She is. Right. Thank you. Yeah, here is this Johnson yesterday?
Yesterday.
Which one? I'm sorry. Which one?
One,
sorry.
And then go into two.
Here we go.
I'm not going to get into this. We welcome all new members with open arms who are duly elected representatives of the people. I believe it's a command that we treat all persons with dignity and respect. And I'm not going to engage in silly debates about this.
Oh, Speaker God Warrior. Oh, we welcome them with open arms and also a bird, a single
like
middle
that,
finger.
Yeah.
Open arms.
The cross.
And a single finger. Right, exactly.
Let me be unequivocally clear. A man is a man, and a woman is a woman. And a man cannot become a woman.
Aren't they sweet?
This is, like we were saying about the sports thing, there's like one girl in one state. Where they made a seriously, it's to make a law to discriminate against one single person. 0.0001% of our population. It's just mean. Anyone recognizes that? It's just mean. I mean, not that I'm shocked. This is, I guess, what they ran on. This is how they won those culture wars, y'all. We gotta stop being less woke on the left. That's our problem.
Yep.
You gotta start being meaner to people that are different than you. If you want to be a real American. Oh, good God. Speaking of which, wow. Where's that joke bomb for Morning Joe's ratings? Yikes. I printed, I don't know. I sent it.
Wow,
not
that's
sure.
Loud.
Pardon?
That was loud. That hurt my ears.
Yeah. Oh, pardon me. Well.
I can hear mice fart.
That was from one night at Yuck Yucks in the late 80s.
Just the one?
Just the one.
It was a really bad night.
Really bad life?
in an otherwise really bad
life.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. So, yeah, I mean, their ratings continue to plummet. That's what I was saying. Beyond any of the other reasons, BS or not, what a dumb decision program. So you think on the liberal network, that's what you,
and
people were not going to react to that?
I guess they assumed Donald was going to say something, so they wanted to get ahead of him.
He only said something because they went down there and groveled, so then he could further humiliate them, which is what he does every single time.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So now they look even more pathetic. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. So this is the latest reporting that they were petrified if Matt Gaetz becomes Attorney General. He will use a baseless conspiracy theory to investigate Scarborough. This is this intern thing from 2001. An intern died at his office. An autopsy found that she had passed out, hit her head, and she was found to have an undiagnosed heart ailment. Scarborough was not there at the time. So, and this is based on what his Trump spokesperson, Alyssa Farah Griffin, said to the January 6th committee.
Right.
That Gaetz was carrying a folder filled with, quote, conspiracy theories about Joe Scarborough murdering his intern, which he then presented to Trump, who later tweeted about it. This is a little preview into Attorney General Rapey McForeheads.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, can I just say what kind of the bathroom thing? They're all defending these rapists, and they're saying they're concerned about women being targeted in bathrooms. Really? Okay. Sorry. I just backtracked a little. So the reporting, I don't know where this is, in Mediaite, that's what this was about. It has nothing to do with ratings or Comcast. Well, that's good, because the ratings are, wow. It's all about fear of retribution and investigation. They believe that by meeting with Trump, they could assuage. God, were they literally born yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
They thought they could assuage his potential desire for reckless payback, because, yes, that's worked a lot for... And thus nuke any possibility of having to endure the headlines of a Gaetz witch hunt or legal torture. I mean, dear God, I don't know what, I don't care. We're all scared. A lot of us are scared after the election, but my God, I don't even know what to say. I have the actual ratings, but wow, that is really.
It was a
bloodbath.
It was shocking.
it was only Monday.
Yeah.
I know. But I mean, I completely. predicted that, obviously.
But the thing is, it's dragging the rest of the day down on MSNBC.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah. By the way, can I just say thank whoever the fine American is at Democratic Underground? It was very sweet. Thank you. But you know what? Courage, as I said yesterday, like, cowardice is contagious and so is courage. And I'm not uniquely courageous. There's a lot of people in this fight with us. And they got a lot more to lose that are, you know, really being brave, which is why we selected Brave.
Yeah.
There you go. For our...
See? There.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm just saying, I think what people are reacting to is, I'm sorry, Joe and Mika with their millions of dollars are being cowards,
yeah.
You know, and it's just, you can't tell someone 3 days ago, Trump is Hitler, which he is,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, turn on a dime and expect, like, I mean, they're being mocked by everyone from Megyn Kelly to Nikki Haley to
Rosie
Fox
O'Donnell,
News.
Everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, just wanted to read a little, just because I needed this. I personally needed this, because y'all are lifting me up. This was entitled Stephanie Miller Showing Rare Courage in American Media Right Now.
Aww.
And again, this should not be rare. Whoever wrote this, thank you. And thanks for all the it was a nice comment thread, Chris. You know,
I know.
You probably don't read the threads. It was all pretty nice.
Okay.
If I were not for 3 hours of sanity from 8 to 11 Central each morning, I do not know how I'd be handling this election and its results. For me, it's on AM radio. They listen out of Chicago, WCPT. The only radio station to which I now listen since blah, blah, blah. The steadfast beacon of reason and hope through this, I see this impending disaster for this country, has been the Stephanie Miller Show. Thank you. Stephanie stands to lose as much as anyone on media on the left. Wait, what do you know that I don't know?
What?
Why do I say
hey.
To
Wait
lose?
A minute.
Wait, what have you heard? people sometimes look at me in traffic like I'm an idiot because I'm fist pumping or applauding some pithy, insulting thing they've said about Trump. There have been mornings I've been laughing so hard I had to pull over and get out of traffic because I literally couldn't see or hold my composure long enough to drive. Who'd have ever thought that a political reality could be so terrifying and yet so funny at the same time? She is one of the few media personalities I trust to tell me the truth. She hasn't backed down. She shared her same fears and feelings we all had after the election results were announced, in the same sense of being lost, not knowing what to do, wondering where we're headed. But she remains steadfast in her convictions, her approach, the manner in which she delivers her message, the truth she tells, and nothing has changed in spite of her clear awareness of any and all possibilities of Trump's administration settles in. And it goes on. And anyway, I... How many times do I say, Chris, this is not just about me? We had Dino Badalla on yesterday, who's one of those truth warriors out there.
Yep.
A lot of people are tweeting they're only getting their news from comedians, which tells you everything you need to know about how the mainstream media has failed us. So it's not just me. It's the Kimmels and Colberts and, you know, everybody here on Sirius Progress. Tom Hartman sent us this, which was very sweet. He just
he's looking out for you, Steph.
Yeah, well, and
he's like your big
brother. I'm so proud to be in this fight with him all these years. And so it's everybody in this progressive universe, do everything you can until liberals get it and invest in infrastructure. The best we can do is support everybody. All of the people we have on are our regulars, our semi-regulars,
Free Speech TV,
people that are being brave and are not you know, kissing the ring and backing down, because
buy
our
stuff.
Let's just all be scared together. We're scared.
Buy our stuff.
Yes, buy our stuff.
Subscribe to the Patreon, which, you know, well, we're going to be recording a new show today.
Yes, the Patreon is filthy. That's where you really get your id out, what you're really thinking without the FCC.
That's right. And all of that stuff that you can find is at stephaniemiller.com, how to subscribe to the Patreon, how to subscribe to the StephCast,
there you go.
All of that. There and is. Even if you can't afford to subscribe to the StephCast, subscribe to the free Happy Hour podcast.
Downloads help us. Support the sponsors on
Absolutely.
The Happy Hour podcast. Downloads, five-star reviews help us.
Yes.
And again, all the people in our universe here. Mm-hmm. I listened to Bob Seska's first show with Cliff Schechter. It was fantastic. The Bob Seska show is a must-have.
That's right.
For democracy. I don't know. We have to. Do you have that no, don't speak? You may have to use that a lot. Jody may have to physically put her hand over my mouth as this. Because you know what? It's only Jody. Couple weeks ago, election, so he's not even close to being in office yet.
Right.
The Atlantic headline. Since the election, Trump has moved swiftly to do the things he said he would do, and yet many people, especially his own supporters, seem stunned and dismayed.
No, don't speak.
That's because they're...
Don't speak. Don't speak. Silence. Silence. Don't speak.
I tried to tell you. Listen to me very carefully.
put the candle back.
Too late to put the Trump candle back now.
Well, that candle's going to be burning for 4 more years.
Real quick, Brian, our friend Rude Pundit, who I am shocked to, you know what I'm shocked to find? He is very rude. It's in the name. Yeah. He retweeted Brian Allen, who said people are breaking down on TikTok because they just realized Obamacare is the Affordable Care Act. Oh, this is what happens with trying to vote just to hurt people you don't like. Mm-hmm. We played the one guy that was like, oh, they're going to take away the liberals' Obamacare. Ha ha. But I still have my Affordable Care Act. No. This is what happens.
Yep.
The heartbreaking part, so many have pre-existing conditions. One man admitted he voted for Trump without knowing it was Obamacare and allowed his mother with stage 4 cancer to get treatment. This is what happens when misinformation wins out over facts. Trumpers are currently facing a very rude awakening, said the tweet. And Rude Pundit, who, you know, I'm just saying he's rude. He said, I am telling you the real story of the 2024 presidential is how stupid many Americans are, just mouth-breathing morons who gobbled up MAGA lies like they were kibble from Jesus's ass.
Oh, my God.
That is so rude. I'm not saying I endorse that just because I read it. I'm just saying, so rude. I did not see that coming. Okay. See what I did there?
Uh-huh.
I have expensive eggs on my face. We have Carl Frisch, Dr. Doom, Malcolm Nance, and Dana Goldberg on a packed show 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Molly's. Okay. Was there a limit of spinach that Popeye could eat before he was, like, too strong?
No.
Because whatever's happening, Bonnie and Clyde have become immovable objects in the bed. I can't even, it's hard to even get up. I don't know if, well, I probably can't film because I don't have a free hand to film what it's like to try to get out of the bed to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night because they have cemented down both parts of the covers on either side because I feed them Dr. Marty's superfoods, turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, spinach, see?
Uh-huh, spinach.
Sweet potatoes, blueberries.
I'm here for the blueberries.
Yeah, well, I mean, did you know that the dark blue are the most nutritious fruits?
No. Yes, I knew that.
The darker the fruit or the vegetable,
pretend like I'm telling you something you don't know? And then the red ones are next, and then the, okay.
Yeah, the darker the.
All right, Dr. Marty's Nature's
like
Plan.
The chocolate, it's the same. The darker the chocolate,
right.
The healthier.
It's better for you, right. DrMartyPets.com/Miller. Save up to 54% off right now. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
It's her political party, and she'll cry if she wants to. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction. There's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone company to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. And those nonprofits need our help now more than ever. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to credomobile.com, and for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. One more time, that is credomobile.com. The code is STEPH25.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Matt Nair on air.
Brittany Merlot, it's time for a little weather and wine.
If you're a weather nerd like me, I know Jane, you are.
I like the
weather.
Do you
know what Coco Raz is?
What?
Coco Raz. COCORAHS. Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network. You can actually help us meteorologists. All you do is put a rain gauge outside, and this is how I tell you guys how much rain Wisconsin got.
That sounds so Coco Raz.
It's a Coco Raz kind of moment.
Yeah. Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please, not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Stephanie Miller.
We're talking and you didn't think that I would hear it. People hear you talking like that, getting everybody fired up. Cause there ain't no holler back girl. Ain't no holler back girl.
Yes. Hello, I shall be your holler back girl for this morning.
Holler
she is the
back.
Stephanie Miller show.
Did you just say me? Holler back?
Yes, holla. Holla. Holla.
Is it holler?
Word. Holla. Okay, I'll stop.
Thank you.
Gosh, Keith Olbermann has some things to say about Joe and Mika. I'm not saying he may have a little tiny bit of an axe to grind with MSNBC, but however, he is correct. He said the Morning Joe self-defenstration has not hit the pavement yet. Ratings down yesterday, too. Holy cow. So he tweeted the Monday ratings. He said Scarborough's on the Rita Cosby MSNBC flight path from Oliver Darcy's status newsletter in total audience. Scarborough's Tuesday program averaged just 683,000 viewers, yikes, compared to 1.044 million it had averaged all year long, according to Nielsen. In the coveted 25-54 demographic, the show saw an even worse drop. It averaged 78,000 demo viewers down Tuesday, down 40% from the year's average of 129. Wow. Yeah. Oh, by the way, here's some programming suggestions from one of our liberal helpers. Mary says, greetings. Waiting for your show, watching Carol Burnett and Tim Conway. Much better than Morning Joe. A hell of a lot funnier, too. I have at least 5 taped. That's a good idea. Watch Jody's mom to get ready for us.
There's a whole Carol Burnett channel on a lot of these streaming services.
Right?
There is.
I know. I had to edit all of those shows.
I remember that period. You were very busy. Also, you don't really want to hang out with me anyway. But anyway, who said when I tuned in and listened to Stephanie's program the morning after the election, I cried, not because I was disappointed in the results, though I cried about that earlier, but because I was listening to some truly genuine people who thought like I thought, who were expressing the same feelings in public on the air, and I was feeling it that very moment. I've been tuned in every morning since then. I work in an environment that would be pretty hostile and uncomfortable quickly if I had her show on the radio in my office. I have a hearing device that I can connect to the live stream from my phone and listen that way so no one else even knows.
No wonder it's on Democratic Underground. Oh, I'm sorry. That was Democratic Underground, whoever wrote that.
Yeah, I was...
Who, by the way, has been with us for like 20 years since we started this show. They've always been so kind. But, yeah, isn't that great? We're like the Underground Railroad already. Trump's not even in office yet. People are like, I can't let anyone hear me. Oh, where's that cartoon? Speaking of with me and Keith Olbermann about during the Bush years.
That one?
No, I'll find it. Someone, one of our friends did a cartoon about people during the Bush administration getting caught listening to me or Olbermann, pardon me, and getting arrested. It's funny now.
It is, because it's happening.
I go cough up along. Carl Frisch.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. For the very first time, the Madison Common Council is calling for a censure of one of its alders. Alder Charles Miazzi is accused of sexual harassment by at least three women, one of them a fellow alder. An outside law firm investigated and last week released its findings that it didn't have enough evidence to substantiate a claim that he broke the law or broke city rules. Still, they called the women reliable and said Miazzi's testimony was inconsistent. Accusations were first made against him in April, and then over the summer, the Common Council passed a new harassment policy. He was investigated under this new policy. This proposal to censure him would be symbolic. It is not a vote to remove him. I know it feels like we just ended a stressful election season, but parties and candidates are already looking toward the spring. The state Supreme Court race is shaping up. Justice Ann Walsh Bradley is retiring. That's the seat that'll be vacant. Technically, our Supreme Court justices are nonpartisan, but Walsh Bradley identifies as a liberal. Susan Crawford has announced she's running for the seat. She's a judge in Dane County Circuit Court. Over the weekend, she officially got the endorsement of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin and from Justice Walsh Bradley herself. Meanwhile, Brad Schimmel announced last year that he would also run for this seat. He was the conservative attorney general under Governor Scott Walker, and he's now a judge in Waukesha County Circuit Court. Right now, the state's highest court leans liberal 4-3, so the court majority hangs in the balance. And today marks 3 years since the deadly attack on the Waukesha Christmas Parade. Here's Stuart J. Wattles.
On the third anniversary of the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, Governor Tony Evers has directed that flags be flown at half-staff throughout the state. A Thursday observance will honor the six lives lost and the dozens injured in the 2021 attack. In Waukesha, they'll be opening a new memorial in Greedy Park. The centerpiece of the $1.5 million memorial is a six-sided heart sculpture symbolizing the six lives lost.
I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Snow this morning will change to rain as we get closer to this afternoon, but we may end up with an inch by the time that changeover happens. It's also going to be windy today with northwesterly gusts from 40 to 45 likely. Our high this afternoon, 41. Tonight, 37. Tomorrow, cloudy. Less windy with a high of 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll be taking a look at issues that will face Wisconsin voters in 2025 and your phone calls as well. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
They voted for their pocketbooks, and frankly, I don't blame them. You know who I do blame? I blame the billionaires who have rigged our country against working people and spent the last four decades squeezing every penny they could out of people. I blame the politicians, including the incoming administration, who have abandoned workers and who have done nothing while the rich get richer and everyone else gets screwed.
Thank you, Jim McGovern. Okay, found it. I found it, everybody.
All right.
It's, our friend Wiley, the brilliant cartoonist.
Yeah.
Remember he made this in, oh, God, what year was this? Because now that we have to go back underground because everyone's so scared.
1842 is when that was.
It was not. It was during Bush W years.
Oh, it seems like 1842.
Daddy, is it true the firemen can spy on us now? Yes, Katie, but I don't think it's anything to worry about. Ding dong. Hello, Mr. Kyle. Hold on. You've won a free safety inspection from the fire department. Oh, I see you read the New York Times. Yeah, so. It might be a DGM, Daddy. A what? Discouraged with government material. Don't tell them that you... Hold on, there's a reflection on this. Aww. Don't tell them that you TiVo Keith Olbermann or listen to Stephanie Miller on the radio. Why? What's wrong with... We've got a code 3 here. We've got a code 3. Call for backup. That's funny. That's funny. Because if you got caught... TiVo, that's how old this is. TiVo and Keith Olbermann are
listening. Oh, yeah.
To me. Then you would get, you know, imprisoned. That's why it's funny because it's relevant again. Everything old is new again. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Carl.
Okay. Carl Frisch. Let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County school board friend, shall we? CarlFrisch.com. Good morning, Carl Frisch. Hi.
Good morning. You know, of all the introductions I've ever received, that is certainly one of them. Everything old is new again.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, boy. You know, the point is you've been doing politics long enough to know that that's all we're trying to do, you know, in terms of trying to calm people, as scared as a lot of us are, is that we've been here before. We've lost in landslides, people, you know, backlash back and forth. Sometimes voters' choices don't make much sense. We're talking about all these instant regrets being reported everywhere that people just were not paying attention, didn't realize what they voted for. I mean, it is sort of shocking. Places that just endorsed Trump 3 weeks ago, like the New York Post, going, what? Huh? Matt Gaetz and Tulsi Gabbard? No. It's like, what did you think he was going to do? Right?
They thought after watching his first term and what's happened since then, that surely he'll surround himself with some grown-ups. I don't think that they've been paying attention to exactly what they've been talking about. But you're right. We have been here before. I think it's good that we're now talking about how this is not a landslide. Mm-hmm. This is not a landslide. Right? Like, and the only way we're going to get through this is by ensuring that we're ready for the fight ahead and that we have each other's backs. And so I think it's important that we keep our eye on the ball here, which is holding this administration accountable for the next 2 years so that we can get a new Congress in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, and, you know, nobody's better aware of that than you, is that, you know, we're going to have to take a second to brush ourselves off. But it comes up before you know it, doesn't it, in 2 years. And I'm just telling you, if the regrets are as instant as we're seeing on TV and anecdotally in social media of people going, oh, my God, I didn't realize I had Obamacare. Oh, my God. I mean, we'll talk to Dr. Doom, by the way, about how frightening it is, this whole, like, anti-vax thing. And by the way, that's connected to another thing. Guess what else is causing egg prices? Bird flu. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like all of the issues that, you know, obviously were important during this election, right?
Yeah, and, you know, that elections do have consequences. And we don't need people to admit that they were wrong. We just need them to vote differently.
Yeah.
So give them the space to admit they were wrong by voting differently in the next election, or showing up in the next election when they realize how important it was for them to show up and they may not have. And, you know, the congressional majority is going to be closer than it was before this election. Senate's still going to be close. So we've got to make sure that the powers of government that are available to us function the way they're supposed to function.
Meanwhile, again, you know, we're being told, like, oh, Democrats lost because of, you know, woke, because of culture wars, whatever. And the first thing they do, nothing to do with anything that's going to help any American, it's keeping one person out of the bathroom, like, you know, like the bullies that they are.
I mean, by the way, can I give me Jim McGovern on that real quick?
My friends on the other side, they want to blame trans people. Guess what? Trans people aren't the ones raising people's grocery prices.
Thank you.
Big corporations are. They want to blame immigrants. And here's the deal. Immigrants aren't the ones denying health insurance claims, Mr. Speaker. It's the billion-dollar insurance companies that do that on a daily basis. And they want to blame woke this and woke that. What's woke about thinking special interests should not be able to buy tax breaks?
Thank you. Yeah. By the way, Frank Conniff, who's so funny, but it just, I think the absurdity of all this, Carl, he said trans bathrooms on Capitol Hill are banned because Republican legislators don't want to be distracted from the important task of making everyone safer by enabling a statutory rapist and a sex trafficker to become the number one law enforcement official in the country. I mean, the hypocrisy, I don't know what else you want to call it, it's just stunning, isn't it?
I just want to call it Republicanism.
Yeah.
That's what I want to call it.
Yeah.
That's what we're left with. That is the new definition. And I have the utmost respect for Sarah McBride. I've known her for a very, very, very long time. And she's going to be a tremendous lawmaker. And she's handling this with all the grace that I expect her to handle it with. And I know it can't be easy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I at the top of the show, Carl, the help movie just came to me. I just like, wow, this is exactly what discrimination and segregation looks like. You know, them going, well, you have your own perfectly good bathroom and Mike Johnson literally said that.
Yeah.
Or there's other, you know, gender neutral bathrooms, but you can't use the ones that real people use. I mean, it is just, but you're right. She was above it. I mean, you know, she just said, I'm not here to fight about bathrooms. I'm here to do the work for the people of Delaware. Right.
Right. And she will, and she'll be effective at it just like she was in the state legislature in Delaware. And I think this is what we're going to be in for the next four years with Trump and the next 2 years of this Republican majority. Is it's going to be a lot of gimmicks. It's going to be a lot of, you know, gotcha kind of moments and very little of substance to deliver for people.
Yeah.
Very little. And it's going to be on us to remind people every single day when they put out their next thing that they want us to focus on, that they're not focused on them. They're not focused on bringing grocery prices down or making sure that people can keep their homes or that they can afford health care. They're focused on all the wrong things.
Yeah. By the way, Michael tweeted, my sister in California bought 2 dozen eggs at Costco yesterday for $4. It was the hate. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's just, I guess, you know, hopefully we're done with all the circular firing squad. But like I was saying, I mean, it isn't the actual economy, it was people's perception of the economy. And you know, again, not just the right-wing media, but the mainstream media. So focused on Biden's old, bad debate. Like, it drowned everything else out.
Yeah, I do think, though, you know, I think that the Biden message on the economy early on was not the message for him to be carrying. I think it was part of the message for him to be carrying. And when Kamala Harris became the nominee, she picked up the message that we should have been carrying all along. It just wasn't long enough of that message to sink in. You know, especially when you're competing with a media who's obsessed with those other issues that you mentioned, you know, you have to make sure that you're pointed in the right direction 100% of the time in order for something to sink in. And with the media running a narrative a day about things that voters aren't even talking about, you know, it's already a tough job.
Yeah. I keep saying, you know, using the term perfect storm, but, you know, our friend John Pavlovitz said there's no messaging strategy that can overcome deeply held prejudice and rising ignorance. And these two factors are the only explanation for a sociopath like Donald Trump even being the nominee, let alone getting 76 million votes. And he, by the way, one of the other factors, he said, once again, Jill Stein and her cult of spiteful stupidity have decimated this nation. I mean, yeah, here we go, right? Where, you know, I God help the Palestinian people now, you know? I mean, it's just there's so many issues that are tragedies in this whole disaster.
No, and we're going to need each other these next 4 years because they're going to come after everything that we care about. And some things that we're not even thinking about right now they're going to go after. And so we need to hold tight. We need to know that it's going to be a tough 4 years, but that we can get through it if we work together. That's the only way we're going to get through it.
Yeah,
is working together and making sure that we're holding them accountable and holding each other up.
Yeah. What was I? Oh, I just Sometimes I have a hard time wrapping my head around the absurdity of where we're at. But Adam tweeted, Matt Gaetz asked Trump for a pardon for sex trafficking a child. He didn't get that pardon, so he came back and asked to be attorney general. What's your over-under right now on whether he is going to be... I have a hard time even saying it. Attorney General Matt Gaetz.
I have such trouble picturing him being confirmed. But that does not mean that he won't be confirmed.
Yeah, right. We're in a whole different world now.
I think if people were able to vote their conscience, he wouldn't get anywhere near it. Right. But,
well,
you know.
By the way, you know, Carl, somebody made that point that, you know, they were like, oh, they did an FU to Trump. They picked Thune instead of, Rick Scott?
Right.
But that was a secret vote. This, again, tells you everything you need to know about the cowardice of the Republican Party today. On secret votes.
Right.
You know, but that's the thing is, like, who knows what's going to happen, you know, with because they're saying Trump is doubling and tripling down on this.
Well, and, you know, this is one of the things that we know about fascist leaders, right? They give you extreme choices and force you to make it, which lowers the bar for every other choice that they're going to ask you to make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and that's the thing is don't let him distract from all the other awful picks, right? Because they're all awful.
Right. One after another, it's been nuts. There are a lot of Republican politicians and, you know, politically adjacent people right now wondering, like, I really should have gone after getting that Fox News television show when I had an opportunity.
Yeah.
If only I'd known that I could ascend to be, you know, a cabinet secretary.
Yeah.
Just by having an hour every Saturday on Fox.
Maybe even Joe and Mika are thinking there'll be lots of openings on Fox News so they can just,
Oh boy.
Yeah.
I think they crapped that bed. I don't think there's any cleaning that up.
And by the way, if he does get confirmed, guess what the first case up will be? Against Joe Scarborough. Just because that is Trump's whole thing is humiliation and payback, right?
Yes. I mean, what he knows about Gaetz is that not only will Gaetz do everything he can to protect himself, but he'll do everything to protect the guy who gave him the ability to protect himself.
Yeah. Yeah, not to mention, by the way, we just, you know, with all the, you know, rape and sex trafficking, we forget, I thought the pardon was also for overthrowing the government. They all thought, gee, there'd be accountability for this someday, right? I mean, Josh Hawley, a noted insurrectionist and fisting aficionado, said he's going to vote for all of Trump's nominees, right? And he said, you know, because I believe a president deserves their nominees. Guess how many of Biden's he voted for? None. None.
Zero.
He voted against all 15 of Biden's cabinet, right? I mean, they're just, the hypocrisy is off the charts. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to make the same point. This is what we can come to expect. Certainly, we don't think that Josh Hawley's got a backbone to stand up. But, you know, fingers crossed for a couple others.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Well, we shall see. Carl, best of luck to you. They're on the school board. You're doing the Lord's work.
We're certainly trying, and we'll get through this.
Yeah, yeah. Just now you
That was not with a question mark. I did not say we'll get through this.
Right.
All right. All right.
That was a declarative statement.
Sure. Love you. Mwah. Goodbye.
Thanks,
this
Brian.
Portion of the show brought to you by My Morning Kick. Boy, howdy, did I go up there and get that right away, because you know why? I told you I ran out. I didn't mean to. I didn't order in time, ran out. A couple of days without My Morning Kick. Longest several years
hell
of my
earth.
Those 2 days were the longest several years of my life.
Yeah.
Hell.
Pure okay. Hell.
Yes. Listen, I what's my bike ride? I don't forget my bike ride this weekend, but you know what I mean. It's always pretty intense for a woman of my advanced years. Morning Kick has it's just magic. There's magic in there. I'm not even sure what Eye of Newt is, but I think it's in there.
I don't think you want that in.
No.
Really? Ashwagandha, some magical potion. I think vibranium might be in there. There's probiotics, prebiotics, ashwagandha.
Slugs and snails and puppy dog tails.
No.
Okay.
Maybe whiskers on kittens.
Okay.
Blue satin sashes. Listen, my point is it makes me feel great. It's great for my gut health. It gives me more energy. Helps me feel more youthful. Been a game changer for me. Hiking, biking, you name it. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements do not have been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Once again, something wonderful in my life has been turned into a giant crap fest.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction. There's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone company to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. And those nonprofits need our help now more than ever. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to credomobile.com, and for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. One more time, that is credomobile.com. The code is STEPH25.
At Burlo Mattress, Black Friday's going on all month long. Get a free adjustable base upgrade with a mattress set purchase. Every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally just for you, which means we're passing on hundreds, even thousands of dollars in savings to you all month long. Plus, your Burlo Mattress is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. You won't find a better Black Friday deal or a higher quality mattress anywhere else for less. A lot less. American made, locally crafted. Burlo.
People have always trusted a compass. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm with the Aaron Weber Group. And yes, I got a compass in my hand.
Aye, matey. A compass guides me to treasure.
I'm Magellan, and a compass got me around the world.
Aye, 'tis true.
Throughout history, a compass has been trusted to lead the way. Now, let the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, the number one real estate brokerage in the country, guide you home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Our real estate riches await.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This portion of the show brought to you by Heat Holders. I literally made you get your face up in that Heat Holders blanket.
Yep.
Both of yous.
Got my
right?
face. Got my face.
Is that... You okay?
No,
softest surface in the universe.
Not.
It's so soft.
Yeah.
I know. Oh, because you don't feel well. This is why you need a Heat Holders blanket. It's so snuggly.
I need snuggly.
Yeah. There's like regular snuggly, and then there's snuggly. This is Schnoogly Blanket. It's so, I'm telling you, everything they make is so fantastic. I have the socks there. And by the way, they come in like three originals, lights, and ultralights, depending on what degree of cold you're facing. Because we're talking to people all over the country. But even out here in Los Angeles, it gets cold, right? In the winter, in the morning.
Yeah.
If you're out exercising, whatever you're doing, they are a perfect gift for friends and family. And they make so much more than just the thermal socks. They've got the warmest, softest, most comfortable hats, gloves, and more. They're blankets. Oh, so schnoogly googly.
Schnoogly!
That's the other layer. Schnoogly googly is even schnooglier.
Okay.
Okay, they make jackets and fleece vests that will keep you warm no matter what the weather throws at you. Their basic layers, just a game changer. I love the socks, really, just the stuff that dreams are made of. Don't take my word for it. Check out their 40,000 five-star reviews. Head on over to heatholders.com. The code is Miller to get 15% off your entire order. Shipping is free with any purchase. Over $25. Go to heatholders.com. Use the code Miller. Heat Holders, making life warmer. You know, I think Frank Fulguzzi, our FBI friend, has been hanging around us too much.
Uh-oh.
He tweeted, Trump's pick for NATO ambassador previously sold toilets for well-endowed men. No word if Arnold Palmer was a client. That's Frank making
wow.
a D-joke. Frank made a D-joke. I'm going to take credit for that. I'm going to take credit. Yeah, okay. Whitaker, big ball, toilet guy. Okay, Karen in Chicago, hello.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Hi. Okay. Oh, my God. Okay. As usual, I fully intend on crying during hour three with Dana.
Yes.
Yeah. Yesterday was Trans Day of Remembrance. And, you know, this is the thing. These monsters in the Republican Party put a target on the backs of trans people mm-hmm. as a part of their hate campaign mm-hmm. to get people to vote, to lose their health care.
Yep.
Veterans voted to lose their benefits. Gen X white women voted to sentence their daughters to death because pregnancy will now be a life-threatening condition nationwide. So this isn't about Democratic messaging. I mean, Kamala ran on freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you kidding me right now? The party that claimed to be all about freedom to be able to do what they want to do, carry whatever weapons yeah. they want, but and, now freedom is a bad thing.
And you know,
somehow.
Karen, somebody was saying, well, you know, people just, they didn't care about joy when they're mad about the price of, you know, eggs or whatever. It's, you know, they're like, joy doesn't pay my yeah. bill. Well, hate's not going to pay your lower your bills either.
Right?
Right?
No. It sure isn't. Sure isn't. And so, again, it's like, with like you guys said, the mainstream media has messed this up. It's not about economic insecurity. It's not about the cost of eggs or the economy, because the economy was reported. No Fortune 500 company endorsed Trump. Everybody was talking about how he was going to be a national security threat. They don't care about this country. They just want to be able to hate who they want to hate, and that is trans people, first, you know, black people,
right?
Brown people, women. And I mean, if you don't think we are second class citizens, women in this country are going to be sentenced to being barefoot and pregnant, and that affects your economic mm-hmm. autonomy as
yeah.
well. All you white women
what's the message
against your own best interest.
What's the message to little girls that his from the president pretty much on down to his cabinet are rapists?
Yeah.
I mean, you
yeah.
don't think that's going to embolden this whole, you know, what do we call it, Jody, bro culture?
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, that's fine. It's
mm-hmm.
fine. You can get away with it. I mean, it's, by the way, thank you, Ronald. He tweeted nothing from Caitlyn Jenner today on the great Capitol bathroom crisis. I mean, they have no consistent core principles of any kind. Let's go to Joe in Chicago real quick. Hey, Joe.
Yes, hi, good morning.
Hi.
I just wanted to make a comment about our media. It's just a utter failure for this country, and that the only story right now is Trump should not be allowed back in office. The Republicans must stop this.
Uh-huh.
These unqualified appointments show that he is going to destroy the country.
Yes, well, they're going to help him do that, sadly. Okay, 58 minutes after the hour, Dr. Doom and Malcolm Nance coming up.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll welcome Rocker into the studio, and he's going to review the debut of the newly remixed 16-track quadraphonic version of the John and Gordy theme song.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
as a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, we can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right, Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.